CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Democrats gather in Chicago for the DNC and have just made it official with regard to Governor Tim Walz.
The eyes have it. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to proudly reaffirm Tim Walz as a Democratic nominee for vice president.
Tonight's big speaker is President Biden, who was to be in the spotlight this week until he dropped out of the race, making way for Vice President Kamala Harris to become the nominee. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
You want to give the party the opportunity to rally around her without looking in the rearview mirror. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be out of sight the next 3 months. President Biden has promised to campaign for Harris, but this is a crucial 4 days for the country to get to know Kamala Harris, and President Biden has decided to keep a low profile after tonight to help facilitate that.
Near the United Center, protesters gathered. CBS's Lilia Luciano is there.
Dozens of police officers in riot gear holding batons have been clearing a park after a group of protesters marching and manifesting against the war in Gaza breached a part of the security perimeter fence that was meant to keep the protests away from the arena where the DNC is happening. There have been at least 4 arrests so far. Lilia Luciano, CBS News, Chicago.
3 U.S. intelligence agencies say Iran was behind the recent hack that targeted the Trump presidential campaign. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The Director of National Intelligence, the FBI, and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency confirmed the claim by Trump campaign officials earlier this month that they were being targeted. In a statement, the agency said they're confident that Iran had used social engineering and other methods to target individuals in the Trump and Harris campaigns.
The Iran mission in D.C. calls the allegations unsubstantiated. Thunderstorms dropped as much as a foot of rain in portions of Connecticut and on New York's Long Island. In Oxford, Connecticut, First Selectman George Temple announces.
We have this morning recovered 2 bodies in Little River. They were both women.
Former Congressman George Santos pleads guilty in New York federal court to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
He used at least one person's identity and credit card for his own personal gain. That's the aggravated identity theft. And to that count, he is also going to be asked to make restitution of more than $373,000.
Santos faces more than 6 years in prison when sentenced in February. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today.
It's $10 Taste of KFC Tuesday. Oh. And you know Coach Prime ain't gonna miss that hot and juicy 8-piece drum and thigh with 11 herbs and spices in every bite. See that right there? That's called seasoning, baby. Did I mention an 8-piece was only $10? That's a primetime deal. Get your $10 8-piece bucket every Tuesday at KFC. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
What's better than 1 win? 3 wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get 1 line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
The summer's record-breaking travel is expected to finish strong over Labor Day weekend. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more.
AAA says the top destination, Seattle, driven by a nearly 30% surge in Alaskan cruises, helping Anchorage and Juneau, Alaska make their top 10 list. Travel website Priceline says while Europe and beach destinations are always big, the return of college football and the U.S. Open in New York are also going to be big draws. And CEO Brett Keller.
This Labor Day in particular, big college towns are taking off. Atlanta, Miami, Nashville. There's a lot of people chasing sporting events as well as concerts.
On Wall Street today, Treasury yields eased a bit ahead of a speech on Friday from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. It will likely be the highlight of the week. Almost everyone expects the Fed to cut rates at its next meeting in September, but Powell could give hints on how many cuts will come and how quickly. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 60. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Sunny to partly cloudy for Wednesday and Thursday. High temperatures build from the mid-70s Wednesday to the upper 70s Thursday. It's 67 right now.
Timeless Hits, it's WRJN. Here we are just after 8 o'clock Monday night. I'm Chris Morrow. Brewers, of course, off tonight, heading to St. Louis to start a three-game series tomorrow. We'll have all three games for you. Keep the winning streak alive on WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Yeah, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, watch how things get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh.
History has turned a page, uh-huh.
The minute skirts, the current thing. Goes on, beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. To war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee.
la-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
That's kind of the theme of Cher's life. She is still touring. The beat goes on. Sonny and Cher here on WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Well, here we are into the 8 o'clock hour. Can you believe it? Sunset was about 10 or 15 minutes ago. Summer slowly slipping away.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say.
Kentucky woman, she gets to know you.
97 years. Racine's home for local news. Now timeless hits. It's WRJN, Neil Diamond this evening, and Kentucky Woman. My name is Chris Morrow. Well, Stuart J. Waddles, he's on the clock like 24 hours a day, keeping an eye on local news for you. We'll have those updates starting tomorrow morning, straight up at 6 o'clock on the Don Rosen Show, then every hour throughout the day. But if you miss something on the air, you can always go back and find it online. Simply search WRJN News on your search engine. It'll get you to our webpage where you can look through the day's stories, whether they're statewide or local news. We have it for you. Around the clock, your source for local news, and now timeless hits, all here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrow at chris.moreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Things we've done together.
news and timeless hits. That's us, WRJN. Glad to have you along as we cruise on through a beautiful Monday night. Down to 69 now at Radio Park. WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN. WRJN with Brewer Baseball coming up this Friday night. We kick off high school sports coverage with Dick Graceffa. I have the schedule for you here in just a couple of days, but we'll be on the air Friday night just before 7 o'clock, bringing you some great local high school sports. WRJN.
It's on the dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. 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 Come on
WRJN, Racine's source for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too. Got the Kinks, and you really got me. A little bit of an edge for Monday night. Turn it up.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
When the sun comes up, I'm sleeping in. winter's day. In a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Let me
You know, there's just something about summer night music from the Doors. Hello, I Love You. And it sounds really good on AM radio, too. If you're listening on 1400, you know what I mean. Otherwise, you heard it on 99.9 or 98.1 FM. We've got those frequencies, too. Gotta love it. It's local news and timeless hits on WRJN. local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Chris Morrow heading out of here just before 9 o'clock. CBS News at 9, and we'll bring you timeless hits all night long until tomorrow morning at 5. When that Farm Babe comes on, Pam Yonke, the Midwest Farm Report, 5 in the morning on WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago, delegates and others will pay tribute to President Biden, who is set to deliver tonight's keynote address. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is there.
President Biden was here in the building earlier today rehearsing for his speech tonight. A reporter shouted at him, "Is tonight bittersweet?" The president responded, "No, tonight is memorable." We know he's been working on his address in recent days at Camp David with his speechwriters. It is expected to touch a bit on his 5 decades of public service, but mostly cover what exactly Kamala Harris could do as president. And what better character witness than the man who helped make her vice president and has worked alongside her for the last 4 years?
Riot police are outside the United Center after pro-Palestinian protesters earlier broke through security barriers at the convention. CBS's Janet Shamlian has the latest on a verdict in a Santa Fe, Texas case involving the parents of former student Demetrius Pogorchis, accused of killing 10 people in a school shooting.
A jury today found the parents not responsible. Parents and family members had sued the parents of the shooter, accusing them of failing to act on their son's declining mental state leading up to the shooting, and also for failing to secure their guns.
8 students and 2 teachers were killed in the 2018 shooting. Disgraced former New York Congressman George Santos has pleaded guilty to 2 counts in his fraud case. He spoke outside the courthouse.
I allowed ambition to cloud my judgment, leading me to make decisions that were unethical.
Santos faces more than 6 years in prison. In California, 4 people are under arrest in connection with the fatal shooting of actor Johnny Wachter. The former General Hospital actor was killed when he interrupted people stealing the catalytic converter from his car in May. Micah Parker reading a statement from the Wachter family, who wants the DA to make a hard push.
As a family, we anxiously await the charges of the strongest